Old budget blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote, see?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need budget blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Obamacare has been a disaster for Missouri families. Senator Claire McCaskill cast her vote for Obamacare. The result? We're paying more for health care. A lot more. The Kansas City Star said some health insurance premiums could increase up to 42%. Senator Claire McCaskill promised Obamacare would bring down health costs. She was wrong. Choices are limited and coverage has been lost. And many of us are facing deductibles that are through the roof. We're paying more and getting less. Senator McCaskill's Obamacare vote has cost Missouri families dearly. It's time to repeal and replace the health care mess voted for by Senator Claire McCaskill. Congress can start by eliminating Obamacare's $1 trillion in tax hikes. Call Senator McCaskill at 816-421-1639 and tell her she was wrong to vote for Obamacare. And it's time to repeal and replace this mess. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Have you ever said to yourself, I wish I felt better. I wish I looked better. I wish I had more energy. Time to put the focus back on you. Since 1985, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating has been the best choice for healthy eating. And your best choice just got even better. That's right. Seattle Sutton's now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com. That's SeattleSutton.com. Or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Cabaret is divinely, dangerously decadent, raves the New York Times. Time Out New York hails it a Broadway jewel in all its glory. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to Roundabout Theater Company's Tony Award-winning Cabaret.
At the Fabulous Fox Theater, March 7th through 19th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Get tickets at MetroTix.com.
This weekend, St. Louis. It's the newly expanded St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center. March 9th through 12th. Your favorite Lake of the Ozarks dealers, all on hand with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more.
Thursday, March 9th through Sunday, March 12th. Only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free.
Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show, March 9th through 12th.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
That's right, turn it up.
Listen in your car or your underwear.
Your underwear.
Opinions on the air. Mm-hmm.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat
and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
sweet, merciful crap
from it.
So can you send up?
We're a lot of that.
To get opinions.
Well, good afternoon.
afternoon and welcome to the March 6th edition of Pinions Playhouse, the last week of this stinking daylight time where it gets dark early. Hey, after this weekend, that's over. This edition of the Playhouse brought to you by the Goodfeet Stores. They're all over the country. There are two in the St. Louis area. We will tell you where they are, what they do, how they do it, and how it's helped thousands of people become pain-free. Maybe it'll be the solution for you. But first, before all of that, we have to do this.
Hey!
For the last 19 years, I've had all kinds of opportunities to hire other control board operators. Many of the best have come to me and said, please, just to be part of the show, I'll work for nothing. I've had control board operators offer to pay me to work here. And I said, no, nay, nay, go away. Come again another day. Because we have Eon the Peon at our control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Welcome. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, then it is a great time to talk to Mark and Jason, and they can go over all of your investment options. For their phone number more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
What do you say about Dan Levi Strauss, except that he's got a big announcement coming up here in a minute regarding something. We have no idea what it could be, but he is in the house with his trousers on. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Oh, now Rat Boy's all excited about Dan's big announcement. Is it about what?
Cheese.
No, it has nothing to do with cheese. It has nothing to do with it. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah, let it all out. Let it out.
Yeah.
Let it all out. I watched Garth Brooks in Central Park the other night. I just happened to see it was on HBO or something. Did you see that concert? Ever
seen? No.
I think I saw
is
that.
Is it a recent one?
I think it was just last year, if I remember. Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievable. This guy. He can put on a show.
One of his favorite bands growing up, he said, was Kiss. And he likes the pyrotechnics and the showmanship that they did. So he puts on a great show.
He's actually the first country music star that put on a rock-like concert.
Yeah.
Swinging from ropes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I got off on that, except I look over there and I look at Bruce and the boys and I think, well, what a career they could have had. They could have done anything, gone anywhere. They chose to stay right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Their opportunities were unlimited. Now, let's talk about something that prevents a lot of people from going anywhere. That's why they stay sometimes at home, and it's pain. Nobody wants to be in pain. Nobody is any fun when you're with other people when you're in pain. Sometimes it's foot pain. That is an obvious reason to go to the Goodfeet store. But let's say it's not. Let's say it's knee, hip, leg, back, headaches. It is a fact that in some cases, that pain can be eliminated with a simple arch support or insert or whatever you want to call it from the Goodfeet stores. Not a scientist, not a doctor. I sort of understand how this works. But they'll explain it to you. So you don't need an appointment. You walk into the Goodfeet store. You tell them where the pain is, what's been hurting. I will tell you the number one reason people go in is plantar fasciitis. It's very painful. Most of the people who go in there with it end up without it because that insert was exactly what they needed. So why don't you do this? Go into one of the two locations. I'll give them to you here in a minute. Tell them your aim of the PM. Oh, that's the most important thing. And in a matter of a few minutes, I don't think most people are ever in there more than 30, 45 minutes. You're going to know whether you found the answer there or not. And the reason I say that, I'm never going to sit here and make it act like everybody that goes in there, no matter what the illness, insert is the cure. That's ridiculous. But for thousands of people, it has been the answer. And it became the reason they did not have to be on painkillers for the rest of their lives, or they didn't have to have the surgery they thought they were going to have. The Goodfeet stores. There's one on Olive, west of 270. Caddy Corner across from TGI Fridays, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by LaClean Cab. Who else? Your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. What a great app. Used it a couple of times. It works like crazy, and it's free. And it's a good way, in addition, of course, to the old-fashioned way, which is calling them, to get yourself a LaClean Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's the crew there today?
Let me check. Hi, Dan, how you doing?
Oh, great. I'm doing
good.
Fine.
Yeah, good.
Okay. They're okay.
Well, I like to ask. I'm interested.
Well, you care about people. Bill, you care about others.
Yeah. You got that right, buddy. Well, there's a new trend on YouTube. Maybe you've seen this. People putting a GoPro camera on their dog. I guess this is sort of taken off. Yeah, so far it's resulted in the really great videos of other dogs' butts. That's what we have to work with.
Yep.
Amen. Crazy. Well, a PGA golfer let one of his fans caddy for him after the fan sent him 206 different tweets asking him to do it. And amazingly enough, this guy is the least annoying person on Twitter. I got it.
Other people, that's really annoying.
The cesspool of the world, Twitter. Don't go on Twitter.
Who do you caddy for?
You know what? I forgot the guy's name.
But he was a
PGA golfer. Yeah.
You know what? That really doesn't go to show you. Sometimes you can do that and you're just an annoyance, and other times the persistence pays off. What a thrill for that guy.
I made up an expression once. You never know until you ask.
That's stupid.
What?
Yeah.
Stupid. No one's ever got
that. I won't use that one.
That's not gonna
Shakespeare. William Shakespeare. I did not know this. Was apparently a marijuana user. Do you know that? He used pot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he actually may have been high when he wrote some of his plays, which explains that one famous line. Remember this one? To be or not to be? Wait, what was the question? Remember that one he did?
Oh, yeah.
William Shakespeare.
That was the version he wrote on pot. Yeah.
That's right, man. So the ratings are in for the Academy Awards. They had a 13% drop in viewers from last year.
Good.
And in fact, so few people saw the Oscars that it's been nominated for an Oscar.
It doesn't make any sense.
What?
People don't watch that stuff. They get to win
awards. I see. Yeah. Some of the movies that win Oscars, nobody went to.
Makes sense now, doesn't it?
But sometimes you're over our heads.
If it's on TV, wouldn't it be an Emmy?
Dan, why do you have to tear? Yeah. Why do you have to tear
Don't
him
bring
down?
Facts into his joke.
You know? Academy Awards.
Bill, you know what I think it is?
No, wait a minute. No, I'm right here. I'm right. The Oscars, the Academy Awards.
I know, but their show is on television, so it would be up for an Emmy.
Yeah.
I don't care, Bill. You're my friend. I don't you know what I think this is? I think this is jealousy. Dan has seen you on the road, your travels, and I think it's flat out jealousy.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay, and finally this afternoon. I had a lot more, but now my feelings are hurt.
I'm sorry, Bill.
So we got a woman in New Mexico. She was arrested at a movie theater over the weekend during the latest 50 Shades of Grey movie. And she got arrested. And she was sad about being arrested, but didn't really get psyched about being handcuffed.
Oh, see, I get it.
Oh,
that bondage stuff. She likes that. Yeah.
I really feel stupid about that Academy Awards thing. This
kind of botched
it up. Ruined my whole day.
Well, you shouldn't. The person who should feel bad should be Dan for ruining
it.
Well,
I know.
I do.
But he doesn't. Does he feel bad about anything,
no,
Dan?
No.
Come on.
No.
So, Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by LaClean Cab, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS. Right,
thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
Well, folks, we didn't have it in the Burke segment, but we have a huge announcement, I understand. Mm-hmm. This entire studio has been buzzing. What do you think it is? What do you think? Everybody's on the edge of their seats. Dan Strauss said he had the announcement. Bruce, go over to the timpani drum, if you would. Dan, are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, and now here with a huge announcement about something is Dan Strauss.
All right, this is about the band.
The band. I know the band. They had some hits.
Not that band. This is about our band, the band that I'm in. It's Sam, it's Jim, it's Matt, and it's me. We are in this band, and we originally called ourselves the Stowaways. And you did not like that. And,
and there were other people. Lots of people.
A lot of people did not like the Stowaways. I did find out over the weekend that there was one person that really is bummed out that we are not the Stowaways. But that's beside the point. Because
you can't please everybody.
The overwhelming response has become this. We are the seventh planet. And actually, my girlfriend Sandy gave us that name. We were talking about the planet Uranus and everything else, and that is the seventh planet from the sun.
Now, were you actually talking about the planets, or were you and Sandy together, and you said something about, hey, Uranus, and is that how it came up?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could have been.
I thought so.
It could have been like that.
Now, I don't know how many people know that. Look, I don't even remember when I was a kid. How many planets did they tell us there were? Nine?
Yeah. Yes. I don't, but now isn't.
I know now, but when we were in school, it was always nine, but Jupiter, seven. Yeah. So I'm just telling you, I wouldn't have known that the seventh one, what, from the sun, is Uranus. I wouldn't have known that.
But there are a couple of people that I talked to, I said the seventh planet, and they burst out laughing. And they said they knew that that was Uranus.
Well, but I guess one good thing about it would be is if somebody comes up to you and go, hey, you guys sound great. What do you call yourselves? And you say, the seventh planet.
Yeah.
Now, if they don't get it, they'll go, what does that mean?
Yeah.
As soon as you say Uranus, you got them.
Count, right? Count the planets, pal.
Yeah. All right, so that's official.
Yeah.
Thank you, by the way, to all the suggestions.
Yeah.
Sending them to me.
I didn't get that, but...
It's over. Is it the seventh planet or just seventh planet?
I think it's just seventh planet.
I say go with just seventh.
Yeah, just seventh planet.
Right, done.
Done and done and finished.
All right, there you have it, folks. Officially from the man himself. I have a couple. This trivia night, Window World Trivia Night, May 20th. Table of 10, Dan and Sandy, Peon and Angela, that's four, so that leaves six, which leaves three couples. The three couples that get to sit at the table will be the three highest bidders. I have our first bidder already of $2,500.
You!
Now, look, if we could just do that three times, three couples. So $2,500 per couple times three. Hang on a second.
I don't have a
calculator. So you got three couples, each paying $2,500.
I don't have a calculator
so
either.
So you would bring in for St. Jude.
$2,500 times three. It'd be like
$14,000.
$14,000?
Yeah. Whoa. What a night. Yeah, that would be fantastic. All right. But what we'll do, we'll do it. I'm sure of it. I'm confident. This show, the engine, the food, the fuel for this show is businesses that I speak for. We need, and I mean we need, about three new advertisers. And that's it. That's my pitch. If you want to talk, my email address is frankopinion@yahoo.com. You need to be in business. I need to like you. You need to like me. You need to have a reasonable budget every year. I get people to call all the time. Well, Frank, we spend about $8,000 a year. I'm sorry. But that's my email address. Call me if you want to talk. We'd love to at least explore the possibility of having you be a part of this fantastic show and this tremendous family of advertisers, where I might add the average advertiser has been on 7 to 8 years. That's the average. So think about that, will you? What is the scariest thing you could read in Braille if you were blind? What words, if you're reading along, what's the scariest thing you could read?
Wow. I have no idea.
I think this was very interesting. Is this a joke or something? Or no? Is it a punchline? I was going to say, don't touch hot or something.
No, that's it. Not touch. That's it. Peon, that's it. Okay. The scariest words you can read if you're reading Braille is you're reading do. But you're reading along, you go, and whatever you do, do not touch this.
Hopefully you would tell right away the first letter.
I thought that was interesting. You guys watch Nashville on CMT? I'm guessing you don't.
No.
Okay, forget it. I'll save that news for later. And then real quickly, I always really enjoy when this happens because it's such an absolute joke. They have come out now and announced that Arnold Schwarzenegger has decided to resign from The Apprentice.
I saw that.
Translation, it's over. They kicked him out because it was horrible. But why in the world can't people be honest?
You are terminated.
No, he resigned.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies, get in here, please. Sure he did.
Ooh, that's nice.
Katie's elderly grandfather has just passed away. We'll call her Katie. And she loved her grandpa. So she's over at her grandma's house visiting. Grandma's 95 to comfort her and tell her you had a long, long life together. What a great guy. What a great grandpa. What a great husband. She says, Grandma, how exactly did he die? Because, I mean, I know he was old. 97, but exactly what happened? She says, well, I don't mind telling you, you're my granddaughter. He had a heart attack while we were making love. Sunday morning. Yeah, just like every Sunday, we were making love. He had a heart attack right on top of me. Katie says, oh my goodness. Grandma, you know, I read an article. The reason I'm not shocked you guys were doing it is I read an article that people, even 100, are still, they're having sex. But that they should go easy because it could mean trouble. She says, oh, my dear. You know, many years ago, we realized that our age, we're getting up there in years, and we better be careful. So we had a careful way of having sex that would be easy on his heart. We had it every Sunday morning, and we did it to the church bells, as the church bells would toll. Dong, dong, in and out, thrust and withdraw. And your grandpa, he would just make love to me, and the bell was the sort of the timer for the tempo, ding in and out, ding and dong. So that bell sound, that's what he would go by. And she starts to cry. She goes, and damn it, he'd still be alive today if that ice cream truck hadn't gone by.
The bell was going ding and dong. Wow. Here is Tim Weiland with a look at traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, there was debris in the roadway on southbound 55 at the Merrimack River. That's been cleared, but traffic is still running slow to stop and go between Butler Hill down through Merrimack Bottom. If you are traveling on westbound 40, things slowing from Boyle out through McCausland. You're going to run into a slow pocket or two from Highway 94 out through Winghaven. Southbound 270, it's a bit slow between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We have southbound 170 pretty well stacked up from Olive down through 40, and eastbound 270 heavy east of McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is doctor recommended and it is backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey St. Louis, this is AJ Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation. You've heard me talk about Window World for at least 15 years. You've heard me talk about how great of a price they are, the original $189 window guys. You've heard me talk about how great the windows are. They come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. You also heard me talk about Window World when it comes to customer satisfaction. Well, now, they've just been ranked Window World highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors in a J.D. Power study. So you have independent verification that Window World is the best. So, this spring, if you're looking for windows or replacement doors or siding, it's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. St. Louis company through and through, and we've watched them grow throughout the years, but that same commitment to customer service is still there. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or, of course, always online at windowworld.com.
JJS Floor, located at 2301 Gravois in the heart of the city, has a tremendous reputation for not only servicing residential customers, but also commercial, institutional, and industrial clients as well. And did you know that they are also a favorite of real estate and rehab investors because of their low prices and quick service? Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with the manufacturers to get you the best prices. And their service is second to none. JJS Flooring has the largest warehouse in the city and stocks all the most popular flooring. So if you're ready for new flooring, contact them today at 314-772-3996 or on the web at jjsfloor.com. Let JJS show you how they can save you money. Shop the city and save JJS Flooring. Like them on Facebook.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475 or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Ever wonder what the softest carpet on earth is? It's Smart Strand Silk by Karastan. There's nothing more luxuriously soft or more durable than carpet made of Smart Strand Silk. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. If you've been putting off buying carpeting because you haven't found any that's different than the one you already have on your floor, your wait is finally over. Smart Strand Silk is the only premium soft carpet with built-in stain and soil protection that never wears or washes off. It has exceptional durability and is on sale now at an incredible 30% off. In addition to that, Karastan's entire line of premium wools are also 30% off. So give your home the beauty it deserves and take advantage of Karastan's wool and silk sale and save 30% off the entire line this month only at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield. Or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in. And now for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and use the promo code SKY. That's promo code SKY. Or call 1-800-635-1825 now. That's 1-800-635-1825 to take advantage of this four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com with the promo code SKY. Better sleep starts with MyPillow.
Hey, we're back. It's the Inside Out Show, live on remote at Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Quality since 1957 to 6071 Lee Mayferry Road. Come out and see us. We're live, and you'll get to meet our new co-host, Dave Sherwood. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. We're planting something right now.
There you go. Dave's from Sherwood Forest. Does that make me Little John?
Oh, I think you can call you Little John
today. I've never been Little John.
That's your first time. We're going to call you Little John from here on out.
Come on out this Saturday, March 11th, from 11 to 1 at Easter Fence Deck and Renovations.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory, and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
You got to jump right in here. We're a couple minutes late. I don't like that. Mike Evans is waiting patiently in Southern California, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, they're closed on Mondays, and they deserve it. Royal boy, wait till you see the parking lot, how busy they are. You'll see why. By Monday, they got to be exhausted. Now, you might want to make reservations because it's a very popular place. A gift card's always a good idea for Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse Market. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, here's Mike Evans, everybody. Going on, Homer?
Got pop quiz question for you today, Ollie.
All right.
Jim Carrey was a high school hockey goalie. Name the name of the other comedian who was a high school hockey goalie. Kevin James, Matthew Perry, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell. Answer in a minute. A little motherly love. Charlie Hall is a forward and a good one with the Northwestern University basketball team, who will most likely be at the big March Madness tournament. His mother has contacted her superiors and told them that she will not be working. She's taking time off to go to the tournament and will stay at the tournament as long as her son's team is winning.
Can't blame her.
Pardon me?
Can't blame her for that.
Translation. TV show Veep will be on hiatus. Julie Louis-Dreyfus is Charlie Hall's mother. Married to Brad Hall for 27 years. TV news. Are you kidding? On Friday, Arnold the Gropenator Schwarzenegger said he wouldn't return to Celebrity Apprentice. Hey, Grope, put down the pipe. The network, crew, staff, contestants, the audience, they all hated him. He lost 58% of the viewing audience. The network lost a ton of money. They had no intention of bringing him back. The only thing that the Gropenator was worse than being a host of that TV show was being a husband, a father, an actor, and the governor of the state of California.
Well, wow, listen to that speech. You know, and Mike, you and I both know that it is laugh out loud hilarious when they print he's decided to resign. Nobody resigns a show after three or four episodes. They told him to resign.
Exactly. Another, are you kidding me? A theater owner in Alabama refuses to show the new Disney Beauty and the Beast animated film because there's a new character in the film that is gay. Hello?
Now, I thought the new one was live people.
It is.
Not animated. It's not animated.
It's both.
It is?
Yeah, the candlestick and all that
stuff.
Oh,
they're animated?
Well, it's animated in live action.
Okay.
Right. But, I mean, It's the 21st century. First of all, you have the beauty, having an affair with a beast, got a little bestiality going.
Well,
you're
right.
But then you don't want a gay guy walking around.
That's the point there. They accept doing it with an animal, but, you know.
But what about
ridiculous.
What about Brokeback Mountain and some other movies?
Dan, that,
ridiculous. Odds and ends, Snoop Dogg is an excellent cook. He wants to, he is going to write a cookbook.
Well, I can't wait to get that.
So I guess you could say if he's not baking, he's cooking.
Oh.
Get it? Marijuana
reference.
You sound like your aunt, grandma, Nina. Is
oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Anyway.
No.
All right, Dan.
No. No. No.
Mr. Connor.
No.
Old business. Last week I asked if you could find a word that rhymed with south, purple, silver, or orange. I got 100 emails. Only two words I kept reading about. Mouth for south. I guess that rhymes.
Well, hold on.
Wait, that wasn't one of them.
That wasn't one of them.
South wasn't one of the words.
No.
Yeah, south was one of the words.
No.
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 I must have left it out with you guys.
No, it was orange.
No, I might.
You were trying to say gurgle rhymed with purple.
Well, I got a lot of those, too, and I've decided that doesn't work.
Mike, I've seen the list. South is not one. Obviously, mouth rhymes with south. That's not one of the words
No, I had it. I did have it.
But you may have had it, but that's not...
Well, that's all I'm talking about.
Did you get a word that rhymes with orange or purple? No. Have another drink.
Anyway.
No.
You know, we should play Mike that PSA and remind him that I believe in the public service announcement it says that excessive use of alcohol can cause something like cancer of the rectum.
The following is a public service announcement.
Right here.
Excessive alcohol consumption can cause liver damage and cancer of the rectum.
There you go. Right there.
You know what?
What, mister?
Next time I see you, maybe you can give me a little examination with your finger.
Why would you say that? How do you think I'd like that?
That's what I think your PSA. I'll PS all over it.
All right, young people right now listening. I want you to listen to this man. That's a grown man.
That's right. Come check out my A.
In human years is actually an adult. But when they dissect
check out my A, you might find yourself with a couple fingers full of meatballs.
When they dissect his brain, they'll find the IQ of a 4-year-old.
If you find yourself meatball when you're checking your sick myself.
Wine can kill brain cells.
Yes.
New York Post headline, above the picture of the boarded up Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York that the Chinese just bought for $2 billion. is now closed for 2 years for remodeling. New York Post headline screams, it's the walled off Astoria.
Oh, see, it's walled off, so you can't get to it. That's good.
Yeah.
Did you ever
stay at the Waldorf?
I've seen it. I've never stayed there.
I stayed there.
Well, of course you have. You stayed everywhere, man. You stayed everywhere.
That was the press headquarters and the official hotel. It's a long, long time ago since I've stayed there, but I stayed there for the Ken Norton, Muhammad Ali fight at Yankee Stadium.
Mm.
You've seen it all and done it all.
And they're both dead now.
But you've seen it all and done it all.
Well, that's right. And after you check my rectum, you can do it all too.
He really wants
never
a digit
going,
from
yeah,
you.
Flesh,
oh, no,
I'm never going to check your rectum. Uh-oh. That's never going to happen.
Well,
nothing.
Anyway,
no.
And finally.
Finally, yeah, thank you.
Jim Carrey was a high school hockey goalie. Name the name of the other comedian who was a high school hockey goalie. Kevin James, Matthew Perry, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell.
Oh, I'll go Kevin James.
Perry.
I'll go Will Ferrell.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts.
Carell.
Steve Carell. Will Ferrell grew up in Southern California, went to USC, not too much ice skating. Steve Carell raised in New England.
Perry played hockey, too, I think.
Yeah, Perry did play hockey, and so did Kevin James, but they were very, they didn't play goalie, and they didn't make their high school team.
Oh.
Goodbye.
No, wait a second.
What?
I thought we'd maybe have a little friendly conversation here.
We just did.
More about him putting a digit inside you?
We just did.
Hey, I'm a giver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Evans, hey.
My goodness.
Wow.
He gets out of control.
All right. You know the people on the trip, and maybe, Dan, they ask you this. Seriously, many people said, does he really drink?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They've asked me.
And
that.
I said, yeah. And they said, is he really drinking? When I said, yes.
Yeah.
I think people think it's an act. Like
No. He loves that wine. And it's not cheap wine. I mean, it's decent. I don't know, $20, $30, but whatever wine. But no, he's lit up. He, you know, he's pretty much finished for the day. He goes to bed about 8 o'clock. So right now, for him, it's happy hour or something. And he's into probably the second bottle by now. But that's okay. He's not driving. He's not hurting anybody. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Talk about great wine, great food, great everything. Right next door to each other, east of all the other things in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards. Always a good idea to either one or both. Now, here's another good idea. Security cameras. One of the things that is so impressive to people about Simple Self-Storage down in South City is the feeling of security and then surveillance cameras. Now, unfortunately, they came along and did that before we had a relationship with Gateway Lock and Security. Boy, could I put a deal together there. But if you have a business or home or both, I would like to know, if I could ask each and every one of you, how could you not think this is a great idea? Surveillance cameras. Well, we don't have the money for surveillance. Really? Do you know that? Have you had Gateway Lock and Security come out and give you an estimate? And how much is safety and security really worth anyway? Some people will take a shortcut, do some cheap thing, or they won't do anything, or they wait until something horrible happens, and they go, well, that did it. We're going to get some kind of security and surveillance here. State-of-the-art cameras. You wait until the ultra-high definition is unbelievable. You can zoom in on the culprit's nose hair. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but you could. License plate numbers, little details, infrared cameras, if you need them, that will capture the clear image of anybody up to 50 feet away from the camera in total darkness. Pretty impressive, and a great feeling to know that if anybody's stupid enough to mess with your family, your home, your business, they are going to be captured on video and they're going to be caught. But do it right. Let professional people put it in. Gateway Lock and Security. GatewayLockandSecurity.com. Meet me.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic this evening. Here's Tim Weiland.
And things are rapidly winding down on the highways. Just a little slow on eastbound Highway 270 either side of Lindbergh. Westbound 40 is still slowing Kings Highway out to McCausland. Eastbound 40 from 170 through about Big Bend and southbound 170 from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. One dental forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
It's here from the brand known for power. A new evolution in lawn care technology. The Steel Lightning Battery System. Now, get the performance of steel in battery-powered grass trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and more. All for a surprisingly affordable price. Are you ready to get more done on a single charge? The Steel Lightning Battery System. Coming soon to your local steel dealer. Learn more at steelbattery.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Thank you to those of you who are emailing me saying, hey, I've started thanking police officers now that you mentioned. Let's keep that going. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
Hi, right, dear. All right,
Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Fairly quiet right now as we head into the early evening here in St. Louis, though it is quite windy around town. The atmosphere is going to come alive with a squall line of rain and severe thunderstorms.
A state audit uncovers millions of dollars in hidden bonus pay for the University of Missouri system.
A dog is shot and paralyzed at the Metro East. The efforts to help him with his recovery.
Warmer temperatures have everyone wanting to get outdoors, including insects, but before you do that yard work, you might want to pause. Why? Well, the answer might behoove you.
And first on Fox, watching the skies tonight as severe weather makes its way towards St. Louis. Our team of meteorologists have been tracking the storm.
And our live team coverage, that was Chris Higgins out there in the Nissan Stormrunner. But first, we're going to check in with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray. It's going to be pretty nasty tonight.
Yeah, you can see the screen behind.